Now, the evolution of these peculiar constitutions, oligarchies, democracies, timocracies, aristocracies, within the framework of the Greek city-state, meant that the Greeks had a sense that they had more than what Herodotus would say were the earmarks of a common nationality, that is, common gods, common blood, common language. They also had this fourth element, and that is a set of political institutions, however varied, that gave them a sense of the rule of law. And this consciousness increased over the course of the Archaic Age so that the Greeks really did come to see themselves as quite different from the rest of the world around them. And again, it was a conceit. In many instances, Greeks intermarried with foreigners. Some Greeks took service, in effect shed their Greek identity, assumed a new identity. But the distinction was still important. The development of civilization, the higher arts, the culture that we would associate with early Greece in the Archaic Age, went in tandem with the development of this political consciousness. There were two forces driving this along. One was the great colonial experience in the Archaic Age. That is, the Greeks sent out colonies to various parts of the Mediterranean, more colonies to Asia Minor, especially in the Black Sea, on the northern shores of Greece today, northern shores which would have been called Thrace in ancient times, also over to Sicily and Italy that became Greek lands, southern France. In the act of colonizing, several important events occurred. One was the Greek cities sent overseas, these colonies, were independent poleis. They had to be sustained economically, and trade connections developed in that diversified society. It opened new areas to Greek contact and exploitation, but it also defined Greeks. It defined Hellenes. You're never better defined than when you're outside of your homeland. And by sending colonies out to Sicily, to Italy, the Greeks had to write down the laws in these new cities. And the first laws written down in a Greek city-state were usually in the colonies. And you find the famous laws from the early colonies. They also defined themselves as a separate race vis-a-vis the various nationalities they encountered. And so the colonial experience was extremely important in defining that Greek identity. At the same time, the colonial experience brought the Greeks into closer contact with the wider Mediterranean world in the Near East. It resulted in a vast enrichment of Greek civilization. And as I mentioned, at the close of the lecture on the Greek Bronze Age, Greek civilization had been smashed at the end of the Bronze Age. Much was lost. And in the ensuing 400 years, they did not have literacy. Society broke down to a local and regional level. From 750 BC on, the Greeks launch out as in one of their great creative experiences, and that phrase I used about Plato in the last lecture. They didn't invent anything, but everything they took, they improved. From the Egyptians, they learned monumental architecture, but applied it to their post and lintel construction to create the classic Greek temple. New achievements apparently in poetry. They developed lyric poems, that is personal poetry, and we have a whole group of poets coming from the islands and from Ionia who express their experiences. Foremost among them are Alcaeus and Sappho, who are well known from the 7th century BC. They also broke out into new lines of inquiry. We'll talk about in a future lecture scientific inquiry. These are the so-called pre-Socratics. Somehow they learned something of the mathematics of Babylon and applied that to make new achievements in mathematics and geometry. Painting. Apparently it is in this period that the Greeks achieved their first great successes in painting. And painting in the Greek world, we suspect, by the classical age had perspective. It's not something that was necessarily invented by the Renaissance. Greek painting apparently did, painters actually did achieve that by the classical age. So poetry, aesthetics, sculpture, another important achievement that comes in the Archaic Age. The Greeks see monumental sculpture, particularly in Egypt, and pull it out of the Egyptian context. They create these static, freestanding Choroi and Chori, many of them have probably been seen in museums by you. And these are then turned within 200 years from simply votive offerings, apparently memorials from leading families to a god, into freestanding sculpture as we understand it. That is, with poses, with actions, either of individuals or of groups. and standing on its own as Western sculpture. All of this comes out of the Great Archaic Age as a result of the reopening of contact with the Near East. And there are many ways to trace these developments, but by the end of this Archaic period, by the time of the close of the 6th century BC,